This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Both President-elect Joe Biden and President Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
The polls in Georgia will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. A correction to yesterday's broadcast, we erroneously reported model actress Tanya Roberts had died. Although gravely ill in a Los Angeles, California hospital, she is still alive. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The National Football League playoff picture is set for this weekend. USA Radio News Dan Naraki has the details.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, with each conference having an additional team participating. Next weekend we'll see 6 wild card games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The LA Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks, and the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says a New York resident with no known travel history has tested positive for the coronavirus variant that's more contagious but not more deadly. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The president's phone call over the weekend to Georgia's Secretary of State's office has raised a few eyebrows. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, has been drawing reactions since its Sunday release. Senior Trump campaign advisor Kayleigh McEnany says that with the tape's release, the Secretary of State can't be trusted. She tells Fox News that during the call, the president was trying to shine a light on some of the data from the November election.
The claims the president was making. He walked through on that phone call. If you read the transcript, the various tranches of ballots that he has used publicly identified data from the U.S. Postal Service, from the Georgia Secretary of State's office to call these ballots into question. This is publicly available information. Based on this public data, it raised questions on about 24,000 ballots by a conservative estimate. And now you have the Georgia Secretary of State saying, we have our own secret numbers, but we won't show them to you, even if you sign a confidentiality agreement. That should tell you all you need to know from the same person who's leaking audio, his conversation conversation with the President of the United States and his attorneys.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The polls in today's Georgia Senate runoffs will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Veteran talk show host Larry King, who was recently hospitalized with COVID-19, has been moved out of the intensive care unit at a Los Angeles hospital and is breathing on his own. King's family reported that he continues to improve. He and his sons thanked everyone for the outpouring of support and can't wait to get home. King is 87 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we always go after the hard stuff, don't we? And there's a reason for it, because the hard stuff is always worth it, you know, at the end of the day. That's what we figured out, and that's what life experience has taught us. Hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now, professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. He's the author of many books, including his latest, The Devil and Karl Marx. So much to talk about, Paul. I'm telling you, where do we begin here? First of all eyes on Georgia. I mean, Donald Trump said earlier in the campaign that America will never be a socialist country, right? And this is what's on the line here, and with all eyes on the most expensive Senate race in our history. I mean, probably after the dust settles, I mean, it could approximate, you know, what, $1 billion possibly? What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be an enormous sum, Bill, and you know it's just ridiculous. And really, no matter how this shakes out in Georgia, I mean, let's say the Democrats win and get, you know, 50, 51 seats, whatever it is, with the Vice President Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker. I mean, it's going to be, if they have a majority in both chambers, it's going to be incredibly narrow. In fact, the vote, you know, there's lots being made about how AOC and the squad came through for Nancy Pelosi. Maybe it was her guarantee of, you know, gender pronouns, non-gender.
Yes.
Maybe all of that. Maybe that won them over. But in fact, what they had to vote that way. Otherwise, Kevin McCarthy was getting it. So you're looking at, I mean, if you broke this down by like percentage lead, right? Mm-hmm. Talking like 51-50. Yeah, I don't even know what the House is now. Like 218-209. Or I guess that would be a couple, two, but whatever it is. But I mean, this is really quite razor thin. And so, you know, Biden, if he gets in, which, you know, presumably he will, he's not going to go in with any kind of overwhelming lead in the House and in the Senate. And also with questions, too, about how people voted and whether or not there was fraud in this election. So, yeah, but to answer your question, the amount of money going in here is just gigantic. And by the way, to think of all things that the Democrats, you know, basically, you pulled off 2020 possibly here by winning Georgia across the board, right?
Right.
The presidency and two Senate seats. I mean, that's just crazy. I know this is a state that gave us Jimmy Carter, but I mean, this is still the South of all things. I mean, what's next? Tennessee and Arkansas?
But
of course, a lot of this has to do with the fact, like we in Pennsylvania are totally at the whim of Philadelphia, and like the poor people of Illinois are totally at the control of Chicago. Mm-hmm. Georgia is Atlanta and the surrounding suburbs. And so, a lot of the kind of red state, red counties, blue counties, I mean, it comes down to these cities, these mm-hmm. left-wing bastions within states that dictate the policies and the voting pattern of the rest of the state. And that's what you're seeing in Georgia.
Well, some of those patterns have been questioned because of all the alleged voter fraud. You and I talked about extensively last time you were on, particularly in PA. You noted very clearly the abnormalities. Okay, we'll give them the benefit of that and say there were some serious anomalies here. And, of course, we saw some serious issues in Georgia that have been addressed. But, of course, it's he said, she said. Georgia's doing everything and saying everything they can to defend the integrity of the voting process. And on one hand, you kind of understand, but on the other hand, you say, look, are we about free and fair elections? Are we serious about finding the truth here? And it seems like the Supreme Court, the judiciary at large, doesn't want to touch this hot potato. And it may come down to something to where, Ted Cruz offered, said, look, we need a serious investigation, and which is not unprecedented. This happened before in the 1800s, where they had to take a better look at the process and what went on, and to come to some sort of objective conclusion. Because right now, Paul, we've got a lot of smoke and some bonfires out there, but of course, there doesn't seem to be agreement. And what happens is, if you say something outside of the alleged established media party line, well, then you're a conspirator. You are ignored. You're invalidated. But the evidence, though the Democrats have insist that, it's underwhelming, I don't know how. And if you've seen what Epoch Times have done in documenting all the various allegations in the key areas, including universal mail-in voting, the easing of mail-in restrictions that was all led and executed by the Democrat interest, poll watchers obstructed. I mean, all these in all these key areas, seven areas that they noted, including the electronic voting system, potential foreign influence, media and big tech, and not to mention 4 years of campaign, anti-campaign for Donald Trump. All this was part and parcel of the whole, allegation bundle here. And it is complex. And for people to say that, oh, there's nothing here, I think that's a suspension of reality, isn't it?
Yeah, look, Democrats, CNN, New York Times, Never Trumpers, they're not even looking, Bill. I mean, they're really not. I mean, you could literally drop the smoking gun on their laps and they're not going to see it.
They're not looking, and they're not saying anything, or hardly saying anything, right?
Yeah.
So those two things,
It's absolutely ridiculous. And what's probably going to come down to in Georgia is again, mail-in ballots. And if the Democrats can get enough of those, they could win almost anything. Mm-hmm. And in the state of Pennsylvania, I remember election night when Donald Trump was up in Pennsylvania by like 600,000 votes. It was like 58-41%. And just doing the math, in my living room and texting people, emailing people in the know, and we said, well, there's no way Donald Trump can lose this. There's 1 to 2 million mail-in ballots out there. I remember, in fact, a CNN reporter saying, yeah, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania estimates 1 to 2 million mail-in ballots. So, well, that's it. Trump has it.
Right.
And the final numbers that we saw, Pennsylvania had like 3.5 million mail-in ballots, right?
Yeah.
Which is, are you kidding me? How's that possible? By the way, even with those, breaking all those down, it's hard to get Biden to the number that he needed. As long as there was the mail-in ballots, the fix was in. And here, what it really comes to, so in Pennsylvania, you have the Pennsylvania Republican legislature should not have let this happen, but it happened because of the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court and because the Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf is a Democrat, Secretary of State is a Democrat. In Georgia, of all things, you know, this was able to happen despite a Republican governor and Republican Secretary of State.
Exactly.
So to some degree, if Republicans in these states would just have some backbone and do their jobs, I mean, they shouldn't be pushed around by, in Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania State Supreme Court that's 5-2 Democrats. You know, I don't care if it's 5-2 Democrats. They don't have the authority to do this. Don't let them do it. Stop them.
I wonder if it's really an issue of backbone as much as just flat-out integrity, Paul Kengor. More from Paul after this.
Deals this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7366. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. Amen and amen. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Paul Kengor. Of course, this was the closing prayer for the opening of the new Congress, and Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, who represents the 5th District in Missouri. Again, going along with what you referred to earlier, Nancy Pelosi's politically correct, new session of the Congress of the United States.
I'll tell you, you just had to do that to me, didn't you?
Sorry.
That is just, it is so crazy. It's just completely nuts. And you know, it just shows where liberals are. And, that moment by the Reverend Cleaver there, that reflects their morally relativistic view on everything. I mean, they've been redefining life in the womb for decades. Mm-hmm. You know, they redefined marriage with Obergefell in 2015. Now they're redefining gender, pronouns, everything else. And a word here to the Reverend Cleaver, yes, who I understand is a Methodist minister.
Exactly. So, I was going to say. You know,
yeah, presumably he's had some education on this. You know, the term amen doesn't refer to men.
Yes.
It's a Latin term. It means so be it, right?
Exactly.
Or,
yes.
when
I agree.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, you're affirming a truth. When mm-hmm. when I go up to the altar at Mass to receive the Eucharist, and the priest holds out the consecrated host and says, Body of Christ, I say amen.
Amen.
Right?
I don't say
that doesn't mean yes, sir. That is
yes.
Amen you're giving right. me, right?
Yes.
Well,
right.
I mean, next time I'll go, a woman.
Yes.
Right? What kind of madman do the Democrats have as preachers of,
yes.
of all this? But that perfectly reflects, indeed, what Nancy Pelosi has done with this sort of woke move to remove offensive gender specificity in the House, right? You know, he, she, father, mother. I mean, she boasts about how she's a grandmother of all things. Maybe we shouldn't call her a grandmother anymore.
Right.
Welcome to, hey, Americans, this is what you voted for. Well, you know, whether you like it or not, you reap what you sow, right?
To Without
quote
a doubt.
The scriptures. Yeah, here we go.
Well, it's right. Totally unhinged. And, Nancy Pelosi, like Joe Biden, practicing Catholics, as they say, and as I said to you last time, they need more practice. Because they're far from doctrine. I mean, and as a Methodist pastor, which Emmanuel Cleaver is, I mean, come on. If you understand the Methodist principles, this is like the Screwtape Letters, man. This is really on its head. But
John Wesley's rolling over in his grave, man.
Imagine,
absolutely. Yeah, it is. I mean, this is something right out of Screwtape. And, you know, he also made a comment there, Bill, about, you know, we ask this in the name of the monotheistic God, right? Mm. And he made a statement, God known by many names and by many different faiths, right? Mm. That's what he said. And then he said, amen and a woman. And he also named the Hindu God in there of all things.
Yeah.
So he's doing this, and he's like, is it the monotheistic God, wait a second, Reverend, let's go. But these kinds of blatant contradictions, one sentence after another, that's the liberal left-wing, modern-day secular progressive, even religious woke, religious left progressive, relativism run amok, train wreck. You know, this is what you get with these
exactly.
people in charge.
Well, yeah. until they hear the voice of God loud and clear, and I say them and the rest of those that sit on the fence or don't even believe in God at all, because sooner or later, you know, God's going to have the final say on this, Paul Kilgore. And the pastor Cleaver here, he's going to be dealing with some serious stuff because he is in direct conflict of a holy, awesome, and almighty God. And as we're told quite clearly in the Bible,
in the end, it's him and God, not him and, you know, Bill Martinez and Paul Kilgore, right?
No,
he's the one that'll stand up there someday, and when you know, he just gives a big grin and says, "Well, I just didn't want to get called a bigot on Twitter by feminists and Planned
right.
Parenthood." You know, they'll say, "Oh, wow, that's really manly of you, really courageous. Yeah, you know, be not afraid. I am so impressed." Right.
Well, Paul, we've said that, you know, a constitutional republic, liberty that America has lived under, really doesn't imply courage or bravery. It demands it. And right now we are at that critical crossroads where courage is so important if America is going to withstand this onslaught. I mean, this is the Waterloo, so to speak, of American liberties. What we're talking about, what's going on today in Georgia, what will happen tomorrow, Mike Pence. I mean, you need to be in prayer for Mike Pence that he be given godly wisdom and insight and discretion on how to deal and exercise his office that many on the left believe that it just should be ministerial. But no, it comes with some serious responsibility, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And I know you wanted to ask me about the article I did for American Spectator on the politics of Patrice Cullors,
yes.
the founder of Black Lives Matter. And you know, that statement by the Reverend Cleaver and this kind of stuff, you know, people playing, you know, footloose and fancy free with religion and truth and doing whatever they want. I'd like your listeners to hear this. This is in my article, and it is from Patrice Cullors' memoirs. And she talks about her and her cisgender husband, who she refers to as they. And she even says they, her husband's name is Fortune with a capital F. It doesn't have a full name. And Fortune, as she says, they get down on one knee and they propose marriage to me. And she says of her and actually her previous husband, she's been married twice. What does she believe in terms of religion? She says this: both of us live in the tradition of Ifa, the African spiritual practice that originated with the Yoruba people of Nigeria at least 8,000 years ago. This tradition is earth-centered and is balanced by these three. And these are three uppercase, Olodumare, Orisha, and ancestors. She says, our supreme being is known as Olodumare and is without gender. Olodumare is benevolent, not the vengeful, angry God that I grew up with. By the way, Bill, that would presumably be Reverend Cleaver's God, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Olodumare does not interfere with the affairs of humans. Olodumare has provided us with a universe, with all that is needed for joy and peace if we choose it. In Ifa, again, this is the founder of Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. In Ifa, we believe that all living beings, all elements of nature, are interdependent and possessing of soul. Rocks, flowers, rivers, clouds, thunder, the wind. These energies are called Orisha. And if these are Risha with whom we're in direct contact, whether we know it or not, I won't go into all of this, but she says this is part of our process of divination, readings that help us understand our purpose and destiny based on the wisdom of the Orishas and the ancestors. So this is the faith of the founder of Black Lives Matter. Mm-hmm. And she talks openly about connecting to the spirits of the dead. And they call out their names. They say, when they say the name, it means call out the names of these dead people and be in communication with them. So, you know, the faith of the founder of Black Lives Matter, and if you go and you read this, I go through this in the article. I mean, this stuff that's in her memoirs showed up directly on the website of BLM. Some of it's now been scrubbed, and I have screenshots of that stuff. But this again, you know, this is where we are in 2021 with Americans today, especially on the secular progressive left. They are coming up with their own definitions of everything.
Right.
Everything. From the word amen to gender, to creation, to the universe. I mean, to quote Anthony Kennedy, the Supreme Court Justice, right, and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, liberty in America comes up, it means a lot, coming up with your own definition, your own meanings of meaning.
Yes, exactly.
And that's where they are today. This is a scary time.
Without a doubt, especially when you take on the character of Almighty God. There is a price to be paid. Paul Kengor, thank you, buddy.
Fly somewhere?
All right.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Both President-elect Joe Biden and President Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your life.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
The polls in Georgia will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. A correction to yesterday's broadcast, we erroneously reported model actress Tanya Roberts had died. Although gravely ill in a Los Angeles, California hospital, she is still alive. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Don't give up hope, ladies and gentlemen. Look at
let's face it, the freedoms that we enjoy and the American dream is not for the faint of heart. I mean, it started with the first American Revolution, and some have suggested that we are in the middle of the second American Revolution that people have been talking about and warning about for the last couple of years. With the disparate thought, the division in the country, is it any wonder? By the way, to check out Paul Ken Gore's complete article and commentary at the American Spectator, The Politics of Patrice Cullors, the founder of Black Lives Matter. And, you know, we hear this time and again, and this is why we're so insistent on pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and to bring people on the show like Dr. Paul Ken Gore, these experts and authors that know what they're talking about. They come with the facts. There's not a lot of opinion here, because as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. So check it out. Go to the American, or it's called spectator.org, is the website, and look up Paul Ken Gore's article on the politics of Patrice Cullors. I mean, it's quite profound. A curious mix, as he writes, of Marxism, identity politics, race, and gender confusion. And, of course, we heard it in Congress yesterday, quite astoundingly. We're going to be joining Jeff Cruer, my good buddy in Louisiana. Our shows come together, and we're simulcasting to talk about, you know, what's happening in your world. And here he is. We join now. Hey, good morning. How are we doing, Jeff?
Very good, very good. Exciting times, Bill. Exciting times.
Without a doubt, all eyes on the most expensive Senate race in America's history to see what happens. I mean, I don't know how much more Democrats can get away with, because the scrutiny is intense to make sure that, you know, Georgia has a free and fair election, if that's possible, because of all the shenanigans that have been done previously. And it seems that Republican leadership there is willing to go along with the Democrats' direction. I mean, this is incredible how Georgia is being sold out. And not only Georgia, I mean, Joe Biden talks about, you know, Georgia, you know, being so important, but it's important to the rest of the country. I mean, we need Georgia to stand up for that which is righteous, right?
Well, and the Georgia that I know does. I don't think Georgia is a blue state at all. I think the president's victory there was stolen, and I think They're trying to do it again in these Senate races, and I think we got to stop it. I was relaying to my listeners earlier all the Hollywood stars that are involved, and you know, Ossoff and Warnock have gotten so much money from New York and California and all over the country. I mean, they're trying to turn Georgia into another one of these failed liberal states, Bill. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And there's enough evidence there. I don't believe Georgians, as you say, experientially, you know, they have enough evidence. And but it's, you know, they've got to overcome. They've got to come out in numbers and stand for liberty for the sake of not only Georgia, but for the rest of the country. It's that critical.
No doubt about it. Can you imagine Democrats having control of everything, the judiciary, the White House, the Senate? Media, Hollywood, all the special interest groups, big tech. I mean, that is a true nightmare.
Well, we lived that nightmare for 8 years under Barack Obama. Welcome back. I mean, really, is that what we want to experience once again? I mean, we're still trying to get out from under that screwed up, you know, Health Care Act, the affordable, so-called Affordable Care Act, which was an absolute joke, and it's messed up our country in so many ways. And look, at Donald Trump has been the linchpin to stop all this madness and to really reverse course. And the left understood this, and the left is not just the left domestically. We're talking about the influence of the communist Chinese. We're talking the influence of globalist American countries who are selling out the American worker, the middle class, for their own greed and personal interest. I mean, we are being sold down the river big time by big tech, big corporate America, the entertainment industry, all these, the NBA, LeBron James, all these who have bowed the knee, not to the American flag, but to the communist Chinese.
Yeah, and then Ossoff has connections to communist China. He's trying to hide. Warnock is a out-and-out Marxist, Castro lover. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the most radical Senate candidates probably in U.S. History, certainly in Georgia history. Mm-hmm. So So it is so critical that we save this state and save the Senate from these radicals. And I do, I'm cautiously optimistic that they're going to be able to prevail. I wish that they had been more vocal. I know Loeffler last night said that she was going to support the president and challenge the electoral slates. I wish Perdue and Loeffler had been upfront about that earlier. And then I think you would have had none of this worry that Trump supporters might not come out and vote today. With the president coming twice and the rallies, I think we'll get enough of a turnout for these two Republican candidates to prevail. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, I'm right with you, Jeff. I'm very optimistic, actually, because the people in Georgia, as you said, traditionally, they're not a blue state. Yes, there's been blue influences, all the shenanigans of Stacey Abrams and the muckraking that has taken place there. People are smart enough. They figure out, you know, they're whittling through all this stuff. The evidence of voter fraud throughout the country, though, you know, the left and even some judges are in denial over it. It's too overwhelming. And this is why there's so much pressure on Mike Pence for tomorrow, Jeff. And we need to pray for the vice president, right, that he exercise wisdom and discernment in such an incredible manner, because that's what's going to be required in exercising what some want him to exercise as a ministerial job and position. It's not. It comes with an incredible amount of responsibility in certifying the electoral slate.
I completely agree, and I think we'll know a lot about the makeup of Mike Pence after tomorrow and see what happens. He's been sort of coy about what he's going to be doing. I think he's got a few options. He can throw it back to the state legislatures. He can agree with this idea of this commission that Ted Cruz and others are talking about to give a 10-day investigation into the results.
I'm for that. I think that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a 10-day. It's not unprecedented. It's been done before, Jeff, as you know. Yeah. And this is needed because we have too much he said, she said. And, I mean, I don't know. Have you watched any of those videos, you know, from the that incredible inventor, probably one of the smartest guys on the planet right now. His IQ is off the charts. You know, Jovan, what is it?
Pulitzer, right?
Yeah, Jovan Pulitzer, right. I mean, his evidence is phenomenal. I mean, this is a smart guy. This is the guy that created the, you know, the code, the CRC codes that we use so routinely now. And he says, look, just give me a couple minutes. I can tell you whether or not the ballot is valid or not, because every one of the ballots come with a signature. And this is something the Chinese and the Democrats did not understand. They thought, hey, we can just load up all these bad ballots and everything like that, and nobody will know the better. We'll just overwhelm the system. See, the whole legal process, and I spoke at length with another legal analyst yesterday, is that, you know, we go through that exercise and, you know, it overwhelms the system. We will be talking about this in the courts 10 years from now. You know, and meanwhile, we've got a president to be inaugurated on January the 20th. It's weeks away. So time is not in our favor through the legal process.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And two things, Bill. The Supreme Court has really let us down by acting. A lot of these judges have let us down. All of a sudden, they've decided not to intervene and let these governors act like tyrants when judiciaries have been intervening in our lives for decades. And then I would say this. The evidence is overwhelming. These liberals and the media keep saying there's no evidence. I mean, I don't know what they've been doing, but they haven't been watching the hearings and they haven't been following the news. There's plenty of evidence that this thing was stolen. And
Maybe they ought to check out Epoch Times. And they check out Epoch Times, which has done an outstanding job in listing all the allegations. It is over. I mean, everybody, I mean, any conservative should have a copy of this with them. So if somebody says, hey, there's no, you know, there's no allegations. I mean, there's no voter fraud. Here, read this. Tell me, read this and then tell me that there's no voter fraud in existence. By the way, great job on your commentary about Nancy Pelosi, you know, staying hard left. This could be serious.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Who needs a 15-year mortgage when you can get Network Capital's historically low 30-year fixed rate at 2.25% with an APR of 2.27%? You'll never have to refinance again. Network Capital is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.25% with a 2.27% APR and with no origination fees or discount points. That's right, zero zip zilch. Network Capital has a reputation for saving people time and money with our efficient process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. These are historically low rates, so refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.25% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding Corporation now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-877. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, Happy New Year. We're back with you. It's just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the Good News Girl. Yes, we look forward to her weekly viral video reports. They're always such a blessing. Happy New Year, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this year?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, so far we're off to a rambling start here with all kinds of fun and frolic. Of course, you know, the sad thing is that when it comes to politics and religion, there's so little to talk about these days. You know, we just have to really push hard to find and discover news to see what's happening with our worlds on a spiritual or political level, to say the least. So we need a little respite. So we're really grateful when you come on, because we talk about
humanity and the things that are happening, like this first story. I'll tell you, this grabbed a hold of my heart. Imagine we've got a trucker hero involved here. He notices, I mean, talk about situational awareness. He notices that there is a frantic man. Imagine this. He's running up the highway after a wreck flings his toddler into the dark. I mean, Sam, what, I mean, his heart must have been, I could not. The only thing that comes close is when a friend of mine told me that her and her husband and the kids were traveling cross country, and they had stopped at a rest stop. And, you know, and the kids, it was late at night and everything, and they assumed everybody was accounted for. And the kids were in the back part of the truck sleeping. And they got about an hour and a half down the road and realized that one of their sons was missing. He wasn't back there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. I mean, when she told me that story, I said, oh, my God, what? I mean,
what
you know.
What happened?
They just, you know, they assumed, you know, the rest stop, go to the bathroom, everybody's there, accounted for. And I think they even asked the one son, you know, hey, is your brother? Oh, yeah, you know, he's kind of half asleep, and assumed his brother. So they took off down the road. And an hour and a half later, they realize, you know, somebody's missing. And, oh, I told her, I said, if it had been me, I'd have been in such a panic, I'd have started running. I would have running, you know, whatever. So, you know, they called the highway patrol and, you know, said, hey, look, we're at this rest stop and our son may be there just hanging out by himself late at night in the cold. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, what an ordeal. But anyway, their son went on to become a pilot, you know, and serving our country. So I guess not.
Happy ending to the story. I'm like, it's going to be a good ending.
didn't totally damage him. He was a sharp kid. But you got to know that from now on, that whenever the family pulled over for a rest stop, he was sure to get back in the truck. And I'm sure mom and dad after that were very paranoid to make sure everybody was, you know, truly accounted for. They saw with their own eyes that everybody was in the car, you know. So, but yeah, this situation that has happened with this man looking for his toddler that was flung out in the dark. I mean, tell us about this.
So Joe Hilton, he's been driving trucks for about 2 years, and he was on Route 1 in Delaware, and he saw a serious accident where, you know, two cars were incredibly damaged. And so he pulls over at dark, and this is the kind of guy who stops when he sees an accident and starts directing traffic away from it.
Right.
And after he's directing traffic for a minute, a man comes running up, and he's panicked and frantic, and he's not able to find his 2-year-old daughter is missing. He's been in the accident. He can't find her. Joe looks in the back seat. There's an empty car seat. It's just like, what is going on?
She was flung out of the car seat.
Yes. And so Joe starts looking around in the dark, and, you know, he's thinking the worst. Like, of course you're thinking the worst. There's been this terrible accident. And then he sees kind of like a gray pile, and he's like, he had to brace himself and look, and he kind of goes forward, and he said it's almost like the Lord set her down. Like, she sits up and reaches out her little hands. There's not a scratch on this little girl. She's okay.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that?
Went on an incredible ride out the window of the car. Incredible. Wow.
And, you know, if he hadn't found her, like, because this is a child. She can get up. She can walk around. So she could have survived that accident and then gotten killed because she's walking around in the dark.
Right.
So he saved her, and thank God he's, you know, you always wonder who are the kind of people to pull over when they see an accident, because so many people, it's kind of like the bystander effect. Everybody could drive by and just assume somebody else will stop, but he didn't do that. He stopped and helped.
Did anybody know that there was much to the story than just, you know, wreckage out there, and here it is, and thank God that he did stop. And you know, when you hear stories like this, you wonder if this hero becomes part of the family forever.
Oh, that's, and you know, he just kind of, he hands off the little girl and he leaves, and, you know, they ended up tracking him down and getting him recognition. as a hero. But, you know, at that moment, he was just like, I was just doing the right thing. You know, I don't need recognition for this. This is just what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, the thing, the reason that we need to recognize that is that, number one, we appreciate how rare it is. You know, it is not common. We would wish it would be that we would be watching out for our fellow men and women, I might say, that we're watching out for one another, you know, because we're there to help, and you never know what and how you would be used. And in this case, like you said, yes, I mean, miraculously, this child is extracted from the car and she lands unscratched. But, you know, if they didn't find her, then, you know, maybe she's disoriented. You're talking a freeway there. Somebody doesn't see her, a little thing. And, you know, her life could have ended even more tragically. But in this case, what a great story. And heroes like this need to be acknowledged. And I understand that heroes like this also, they just do it out of the kindness of their heart, out of their compassion, empathy for one another. But, you know, that's what we should all strive for, and it's good to acknowledge and recognize it because of the fact that it is, sadly, it's not as common as it used to be, and maybe we can only hope for a better America, and heroes like this can contribute to a paradigm shift where we're more compassionate and more loving toward one another. Now, this next story is hundreds turn out to thank a Virginia UPS driver for deliveries, kindness. You know, as the neighbor said, he makes you feel like a friend. I mean, that's really nice.
Oh, and can you imagine, you know, sometimes UPS drivers, the amount of interaction for him to make such an impression. This is Anthony Gaston in Chesterfield County, Virginia.
Right.
And, you know, UPS drivers only have a brief moment to interact with people.
I was going to say, they hustle. I mean, that's
yes.
their job. They don't have time to sit around and have, you know, hey, why don't you stop? I've got some cookies and milk here for you. You know, nah, that ain't going to happen.
That's right. Well, Patty Friedman, one of his neighbors, you know, that he's delivering to, she found out that he had a record number of deliveries in one day during the coronavirus. He had over 180 deliveries.
Wow.
And, she began to, can you imagine? And one day, you're like, how fast is this guy running? And he's still making an impression, 180 deliveries, and they still get an impression. Well, the community wanted to come out and thank him. You know, she starts talking about it, and she said, you know, I was terribly lonely, and he was one of the few people I saw. You know, during this pandemic, UPS driver might be the only person people see on a regular basis.
Exactly.
And so the neighborhood decides to come out, and hundreds of people end up coming out to thank this guy. You know, Patty starts thinking about it, and they've got signs and banners.
How
and
cool.
a line, there's more than 75 cars, and he had no idea what was coming. You know, he comes around the corner. Gaskins comes around the corner, and he doesn't even know what's happening. At first, he kind of stops and doesn't get out,
right.
you know, and then he just gets out, says a few words, and, you know, this guy just picks back up and keeps delivering. Isn't that amazing?
Very cool. Well, yeah, you can only have a second to celebrate. He's got to get on with his job. 180 deliveries in one day. That's a record. That's incredible. Well, this next story, imagine... you find yourself in a hopeless situation. A woman is drowning, and people are saying, you know, she's gone. There's no way you're going to save her. But meanwhile, a surfer, he doesn't want to hear any of that. Again, one of these hero types. He goes out in the ocean and does what many thought was impossible to do, right?
That's right. So Mikey Wright, he's 24 years old. He's actually, there's a video that's posted on Instagram. And if you look at the beginning of the video, he's actually filming. You know, he's the guy behind the camera.
Right.
And then he realizes there's a woman that's struggling in the ocean. And, you know, there's people trying to rescue her. And then people are just like, you can't save her. You can't get to her. And he's like, no, I just have to. And he ends up captioning the video, hold my beer, because it ends up being a rescue. He got pulled under the wave several times. I mean, that is a scary thing. And if there's anybody you want to, that's going to be a strong swimmer and able to get you out of that, is a surfer that has a lot of experience, because, you know, they're going out further than the rest of us. And he was at the right place at the right time. And, you know, he's one of those people like we're talking about that just sees the need and he steps in. You don't have moments to decide. You got to do it right then.
Right.
A little bit longer, she wouldn't have been saved.
Well, another great act of compassion here. A police officer is brought into a situation where two women are being charged with shoplifting, and he understands their plight, and he says, "I understand you're hungry." And he pays for their groceries, huh?
That's right. So Officer Matt Lima, he's actually, you know, he's usually a stickler. He doesn't, he's not okay with people breaking the law, but, you know, he's with Somerset Police Department, and he got dispatched to a local Stop and Shop for a reported theft. And when he goes in, it's two women and there's children with them. The employees are kind of distracting them, and he starts talking to the women, and he realizes, you know, the mom is going through some stuff. She doesn't have a job. She's going through some different struggles in her life, and they were just trying to get food together for Christmas.
Right.
And you know, he starts thinking about it. He's got children about the same age, and he looks at the receipt to see what they didn't pay for. What they were doing is scanning some items and not others. And,
yes.
You know, so they were trying to get away with these food items, and he's like, you know what? This is not okay. I'm going to make sure that they have their Christmas meal. He ends up going through and buying all the food items. They hadn't had anything besides food. It was obvious that's what they were doing. And then
right.
He gives them a $250 gift card.
Oh, wow. Oh, how cool is that? Some other great stories that you'll see at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com, including a doctor who covers a medical debt totaling $650,000.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from Sunny-Bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.